Dragon Ball Z is not just mindless action violence. I'll show you why over the next 5 minutes as we rock the dragons out.
You're listening to Rock the Dragon Ball Z. Let's dive right in. I'm Wesley's Boomstick and she's Bumble over 152. No.
That's right. All right. We are on episode 3. This is season 1, disc 3 of the Orange Set, in which the training for our heroes begins in earnest. To do a quick recap, Gohan completes all of the training that he can do on his own, and he sets off across the ocean where he winds up shipwrecked and falls in with a group of orphans. They have an adventure, and then Gohan returns to Piccolo to continue his training. Goku meets up with King Kai at the end of Snake Way, and he begins his training and completes his training by the end of the disc. We also get some valuable history on the Saiyan race, both from Mr. Popo, who is teaching the Z Warriors at Kami's Lookout on Earth, and from King Kai, who gives Goku a history of these Saiyans. Okay, guys, what is our takeaway?
Goku mistakes a monkey named Bubbles for King Kai.
Yeah, we've got the trademark Dragon Ball Z humor going on. Destiny's over here giggling about Mr. Popo. And Isaiah seems to like the fact that Bubbles the monkey gets mistaken for King Kai. This is a classic trope of Japanese fiction, where the sensei is, you know, in hiding, and some lowly creature is mistaken for a sensei. We have some other tropes of Japanese storytelling going on, especially. Go ahead.
During Goku's training, he has to hit Gregory the Cricket with a hammer, and as it says, easier said than done.
Yep, the impossible tasks.
Gregory is super fast, so all you can see is pretty much a green line.
The impossible task, the martial arts training accomplishes impossible feats as part of their the martial arts master accomplishes impossible feats as part of their task. This is a staple of the genre. Also, we have something that closes the disc that becomes a staple of the Dragon Ball Z series, in which Goku has one day in which he can get back from King Kai's training to Earth to fight the Saiyans, but of course it's going to take him 2 days to do it. So we have the injection of a little drama there, the injection of a deadline. What are our other takeaways from the Dragon Ball Z from this disc, guys? Okay, do you remember Gohan's journey when he was with the orphans? He has to make a hard choice at the end of that episode. Do you guys remember what that episode was all about? Gohan, the adults are meddling in what the kids want to do, what the orphans want to do, and they look to Gohan as their defender. And at the end of the episode, Gohan and the leader of the orphans make the choice to leave the orphans in the protection of the adults. This is a theme that will be echoed in Dragon Ball Z later, in which it is not enough for the strong to defend the weak. People who are weak must find a way to overcome their own inadequacies to provide for and protect themselves. In the case of the orphans, they just need the chance to grow up to learn to do that on their own. And this is a hard lesson that Gohan learns. The rest of the episode is that we have a lot of fun going on. A lot of fun going on with King Kai and Gohan, or Goku training. And then, of course, we get the history of the Saiyans, which are a mean and nasty spacefaring race, planet brokers.
Grr, we're gonna crush you, say the Saiyans.
Well, they do. Oh, then they're all giant monkeys. That's something else. We learn that the Saiyans all turn into giant monkeys under the light of a full moon.
If they have their tail.
That happened to Goku in the Dragon Ball series, and it happens to Gohan in this one. And, of course, that's something that's going to become very important later on.
but they both lose their tails later, too. Goku has already lost his.
That's true. They lose their tail. And that's important because the tail is seen as the repository of Saiyan power by Vegeta and Nappa when they arrive. And one of the things we learn that it isn't what you are or where you come from. It's not your tail that makes you a superior warrior. It's, of course, it's your heart. And that's a lesson that that we learn throughout the Dragon Ball Z series. Yes. But we get some important background on the history of the Saiyans. We learn where they come from and why they are such a mean people. We also get a glimpse of what power looks like when it is controlled solely through Darwinian evolutionary means. And that's basically what the history of the Saiyans looks like, because they come to power through a very Darwinian, a very natural selection type of process, where they move in, they are the dominant species, and they just wind up taking over the very predatory in nature. Yeah. So these are some of the things that we have going on behind the scenes in Dragon Ball Z. Thanks for listening, and we got another disc coming.
Wait, you've been listening to Rock the Dragon Ball Z, and we'll see you next time.